What's up, everyone? Today we are back with another podcast episode. We're doing another interview. Here we have CJ, and why don't you introduce yourself a little bit?
What up? My name's CJ. I'm known on TikTok as the white wetsuit guy. I might make surfing videos, cool little edits and stuff. But yeah, I'm just a dude who enjoys surfing and making videos. And some people like it, some people don't, but I continue to make the content regardless.
Yeah, that's the move right there. Don't listen to the haters, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's definitely what I've had to learn. It's a learning experience. You learn that over time that you don't need to pay attention to the people who keep putting you down, because there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
If you're doing something, you're doing something right if there's people putting you down. So
exactly.
I mean, some people just don't have, they have like so much time, and they're like, if you're going down to somebody's comment section to like write something, like what are you doing?
Exactly.
So did you start, I know you have a YouTube channel, right? Did you start on YouTube or did you start on TikTok?
So I started on YouTube. I started making videos. I have like an old YouTube channel. It's called like Legos LOL. I started that in like 2007. I was making like Lego stop motions and I did that. And then eventually switched over to my current YouTube channel, which was called Mystery Creator Boy at the time. And I was making Lego stop motions on there and just little skits. And then started doing kind of the stuff I've been doing now. I haven't really posted on it much because I wasn't really getting a lot of success on YouTube.
Right.
When Vine was a thing, I tried doing Vine, didn't have much success on Vine. And so it just kept like, I kept wondering like, when's my turn going to happen? Or when am I going to finally get something to click? And then TikTok finally opened up a few doors and I started making videos with my friend Aaron. Mm-hmm. And when we started like collabing on stuff together, like his account blew up way quicker than mine did. And then steadily I've grown past him because he's kind of stopped doing that in the meantime. But it's cool to see like all this effort and time that I put in initially on YouTube and other platforms is now kind of paying off a little bit, but it's a cool little process.
Yeah, that's like we started on YouTube a long time ago. It didn't go anywhere, you know. It's harder on YouTube. We feel like that's YouTube's what we were like saying. It's hard to gain your following more, and TikTok is like you said, opens up a lot more doors and gets you a lot more exposure. And that's why, like, I'm not you know as big as you are yet, but it's the grind getting up there. Like my whole goal is to move to YouTube more and create content there. And
I mean, your TikTok has like helped your YouTube a lot.
Yeah,
right.
So, definitely.
Like, I would say, that's kind of like the idea I have. It's like I want TikTok to get to a good enough spot where I feel like I can move it over to YouTube, because I love making TikToks and like, but making like short 1 minute videos isn't necessarily like my favorite thing to do. I like more longer videos that have more edits and like cinematic stuff in them. Like that's like more of my passion. And so if I can eventually get TikTok to be big enough to where that can happen, I'm going to. But right now it's like, I still feel like I need to work on TikTok to make it grow even a little bit more, because I YouTube like is like my favorite thing. Like, even when I was a little kid, I've always wanted to be a YouTuber, like watching like Smosh or Niga Higa, like those guys like inspired me to like want to make videos on there. And so like, that's always been the dream like goal. And so like, I feel like TikTok is just like a stepping stone to get there.
Yeah. That's the same like idea that we
I feel
have.
A lot of people are like taking that route too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
I feel like
it's smart.
Yeah, it's smart. And I feel like TikTok, like there's only like so much like room you have, like you said, with the videos. Like, and then like I feel like to give your followers more, like you eventually at one point you will have to switch over to YouTube. Right. So
Because you see like even like the top people going from like Charlie and all those, they now have YouTube channels where they get millions of views as well. So it's everyone does that. You can get your audience way quicker on TikTok, and like you learn that really quickly when you can post a video on TikTok and get like 2,000 views, then you post that same video or something very similar on YouTube and get like 10. It's like like that's not what I was expecting, but it's just trying to slowly but surely grow that audience and stuff.
Yeah. So we were actually watching your videos, you know, the past few days, and today we were looking back at it, and we were had a question. We saw like, you've had a crazy experience recently with your car.
Yeah, it's dumb.
So, dude, we were talking about it. And we're like, that's absurd.
So I, what he calls it, I had my 21st birthday, and
congrats.
I'm a person, I don't drink, I don't smoke. And even though I'm 21, I'm not going to do any of those things because it's just an extra expense that I don't feel like paying for.
Right.
So we got back, parked the car overnight. And then when I came out of the apartment in the morning, there's this huge scratch on my car. And I was like, wait, how the heck did that happen? There was Like, I remember there being a white car next to mine, and I was like, this freaking, the person is gone now, and I have to try to figure out who it is. And so I didn't want to move my car. So the whole day I was stuck at that apartment because I didn't want to drive the car anywhere because I didn't want to move the evidence from when I called the police. And so I went to like every white car in the apartment complex, seeing if anything had like a scratch on it. And I was like, it looks so weird. And there's like old ladies looking at me, taking photos of like bumpers of cars, because I was trying to see if I could find one that eventually matched up. And then at the end of the day, when I was like, you know what? It's over. I'm going to go back and just like give up on this. A car parked right next to mine, and on the other side was the spot that was the mark. I'm like, you son of a... So I called the police. Called the police, and they came, and they brought like the tape measure, and they were seeing like the distance of the like how long the scratch was, and like on that person's car, my car, they're like, this looks like the car that did it, but we can't really like do anything about it unless you have like an eyewitness, a camera showing it, or anything like that. And I heard that there was a person that had a camera recording that area of the parking lot. And throughout the day, like at like 10 o'clock when I first heard about my car, I went up to them, and the dude who was there said like, hey, we don't know anything. Like, I don't have the password to that. The person who does will be here at like 3 to 4 o'clock. I'm like, okay, cool. I come back at like 3:30. The lady's there now. And she's like, oh, I don't have the password to this. Some other person does. And like, when will they be here? They'll be here at 8. I'm like, okay, I'll come back at 8. And eventually I came at 8, and the dude was really confused. I'm like, just, you have a camera, right? He's like, yeah. I'm like, can I just see what the footage looks like? And he's like, okay. So he brings out the camera to me and his phone to like show like all the little clips.
Yeah.
And the the camera records based off of like motion sensor. So if like a car drives past in the parking lot, it'll be seen. The only stuff recorded is from the first time that I went to the house. So like, all the footage before 10 a.m. gone. All the footage after 10 a.m. was still there.
Oh.
But it's a motion sensor camera, so why would that footage be deleted?
Yeah.
Come to find out, the people in that house, the dude that I was talking to at the end, was friends with the person who hit my car. And then it just...
That sucks.
It was like, everything just went against me. I was so upset. Yeah, I just wanted... Like, I wasn't going to really do anything. I just wanted to be able to like find out who did it so I could... Like, I don't even know if I would press charges about it. Yeah. I would just like, hey, you just admit that you did it. And so I can move on with my life. But it's like, whatever. It's all good now. Like, I'd rather have what happened be the case, because then I got a bunch of like, it's weird to say, but I got a bunch of views and followers from that because it like did well. I was definitely not expecting it to, but because that happened, like, it's just water under the bridge at this point. So I'm just, I'm moving on with my life.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just the fact that they didn't leave it, like leave a note or something. That's like the worst part, you know? It's like, at least
hurt my feelings.
Yeah. Like, at least be a decent person and just be like, hey, you know, I left a scratch in your car or whatever. And so, I don't know.
Like, we'll work it out. Like, just text, shoot me a text or something. Yeah. But like,
So like,
people suck.
I would, even if I wasn't going to, what he calls it, like if I hit someone's car and like say I was in a spot where I just like, I can't pay for this, like I'm scared, at least I'd leave a note that says like, hey, I'm really sorry. Yeah. I can't do anything about this. So this is why I'm not letting you know who I am. Like, at least give the like all the information possible instead of just doing it and then nothing.
Sure. Yeah. Exactly. Just be a decent person, you know?
You don't even have to be a decent person, just like a half decent person.
Yeah, for sure.
Bare minimum, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
geez. So you're in California, right? You surf in California?
Yeah. California. I bounce between San Diego and like San Clemente area. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. Because where we surf, you know, we don't surf much. We're not the best. We've never claimed to be like good surfers. We just do it for fun. You know, but the waves we surf in Rhode Island. So we're just on the complete opposite coast of you, but the waves there, not great.
It's like pretty rough. Like, you get like 4 good waves to practice on, and then like, you're just waiting.
Yeah. Like, and they're duds. There's always like the smallest waves possible.
Oh, we always say we're going to go down to like maybe like North Carolina or like Florida or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe like get like some like better sections.
Yeah.
But like, it's just like so rough in like Rhode Island. Like, and like, there's so many like people who like act like it's like the best place to surf, but it's not like, but I don't know. What's your favorite beach?
Favorite beach?
Yeah.
All right. So in like San Diego, California area, I really enjoy Stone Steps. It's in Encinitas. It's just next to Moonlight. It's not really, what he calls it, like marked down as like a spot. It's mm-hmm. just like, there's like a huge cliff near, what do you call it, Stone Steps. And it's just like a really nice beach. The waves there are usually good, and there's usually not a lot of people there. Like in California, like that's like my favorite spot. It's like 35, 40 minutes away from me. But like favorite all time, I can't remember the name of it, but when I was in Hawaii, like my most recent trip, I was so scared because the paddle out looked like it was going to be like a mile long, but Aaron was just kept telling me like, hey, we got to do it. We got to do it. So I was like, okay, I trust you, but I really don't want to be here. In the end, it was so worth going out because there were waves that were like 6 to 10 feet, like perfectly, like just super glassy, barely any wind. It was amazing. I don't know what beach that was because I was just going along for the ride, but that was like by far my favorite beach to go to, up until the point where it did get windy and we found out the hard way that that's like a kite surfing beach. And so there was a bunch of people who like, they had the, I don't know the exact words from, but there's like the kite surfers, mm-hmm. and then they have the other people who have like, they almost look like parachute.
With the parachute, yeah.
Yeah, so those people just come flying. There's like at least 100 of them, all just like going across and like going within like feet of Aaron and I as we're trying to paddle back in. We were so scared.
War zone.
Yeah, it honestly felt like that because we would try to like, we kept trying to stay out there with them, but then we realized like they're so much faster than us that they're just going to catch every wave, and then we can have the risk of getting hit by them. They're like, we don't want that at all. So we started going in, and then like people would like see us, and we like purposely try to get as close to us as possible. And these aren't like professional people doing it. They're like people who are taking the class of the day to like see if they can have fun doing this. Mm-hmm. So it was terrifying to see like a 45-year-old woman seeing how close she can get to us because she thinks it's funny. Leave us alone. I thought I was going to get, there was this one dude who got like with, it felt like, I thought he did hit me because it was so close, but it was like, I saw him from afar. I'm like, is he going to keep going straight? And then he just kept getting closer and closer and closer. I'm like, oh my God, this is not going to end well. And like right at the last second, he like kind of went off to the left and he was like laughing the whole time. I'm like, just leave me alone.
God, leave me alone. Dude.
And like, it was that paddle that was like, it wasn't a mile, but it took us at least like 15 minutes to like, to get out and then get back. So it was a 15-minute ordeal of like trying to dodge human bodies.
That's crazy. I went to Hawaii a few years ago and those people are like insane. Some of the stuff they do like in the air, like the flips and stuff.
Oh yeah.
It's like, it's incredible. Like
I don't think I'll ever be able to do that. I like to look at
it. They're like flying. They're like 100 feet in the air. Like it's like insane. Like, but and I didn't surf back then. So like, I didn't even like try. I did all the standard Hawaii stuff.
Did you go snorkeling anywhere when you went?
Yeah, I went snorkeling. I went to Kauai, so that's the island I went to. What island did you go to?
Kauai? Gotcha. Yeah. That's the pretty one. I've only gone to, or I've been to, what calls it? I've been to Maui twice, and then I've been to the big island. We were supposed to go to Kauai, but their quarantine like thing like didn't work out. Mm-hmm. Like you have to stay quarantined for 10 days, and that means you have to like be in your hotel or your apartment thing.
Yeah,
or days without leaving, but Maui was open. Like as long as you got a negative COVID test, you were good to go and just do your thing. So we had to switch it like last second. It was really a bummer because I heard Kauai is like the prettiest one. It's like
it's really pretty. Beautiful. Like that place is incredible. But
I'm jealous.
That's like my number one vacation spot. I've always wanted to go to Hawaii. It looks so pretty. And it's just, I don't know. Whenever you tell me about it, I'm just like, oh, I just want
to
go there.
I would go back. If I had to go any other place, I'd go back to Hawaii.
Yeah. I could see myself live. Like, I'm not like a big surfer guy, but like, I know I make videos about it, but I would live in Hawaii just because of like the atmosphere of it. It just, everything doesn't feel like the stakes are as high in anything. It just feels like everyone's kind of chill and just having a nice time and everyone's just hanging out. Like obviously,
people are so nice. Like everybody's like smiling like all the time. Like,
yeah, everyone's happy.
There's
nothing to be upset about because you can just look and see the ocean from regardless of where you are. You're just like, oh, I'm on an island. That's cool. And then everyone's just happy about it.
Have you, when you're talking about getting close to that guy when you're paddling, and it reminded me, have you ever gotten like a crazy experience with another surfer, like beef with them or anything?
Oh shoot. I don't think I've ever had, there was one time at Mission Beach, this Ed Sheeran looking dude, I was on my friend's board, which it's like a 7'6" board, the orange one that he has. That board, you can't duck dive with it. And like, I don't like turtle rolling when with a big board, because I feel like I always get dragged further out. And so I know you're not supposed to, but my strategy is right when the wave is about to hit me, I will push the board to the right and then dive down. And then what ends up happening is the board gets taken by the wave, and then I come up and I grab the board closer to me, and it's fine. Nothing ever happens. But this Ed Sheeran looking dude saw me, and he started yelling at me that like my board almost hit him. And I was like, did it really? Like, I was like really panicked that that was actually a thing. And then I paddled over to Aaron. I'm like, dude, I think I almost hit that guy with my board. He's like, he wasn't even near you. He was at least 20 feet away from you, and he was just freaking out for no reason. That's like the only experience where like a dude actually came up and was like upset with me. I've had moments with Aaron, but like we're friends, but he'll be frustrated that he hasn't caught a wave in a long time. And so he'll just like snake it right in front of me, and then we'll both be laughing about it, or I'll do the same thing to him. But usually when I do that to him, I never like actually successfully catch the wave. I always like end up falling, so I'm laughing too hard that I'm like in his way. The Ed Sheeran guy's the only like grown man who's yelled at me in the water, or anybody who's yelled at me that I haven't really known.
I love how he's Ed Sheeran guy.
He looked just like him. That's what like that's how Aaron and I were referring to him, because he had the red hair. He was a little heavier set, and it just looked like him. Like if you put a guitar in his hand, you would probably literally assume that he was Ed Sheeran.
You would have girls all over the beach.
Yeah. It was just that was the only one I could think of it off the top of my head right now.
Yeah.
But
this is like a super random, I don't know why this came to my head, but you know the surfing simulators, like they have them on cruise ships and stuff. And have you seen those?
I have not.
I've never seen
all right. So basically it pushes water at you and you're surfing this way on it. And I was wondering if you did it, but because they're so different than surfing.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's so different than surfing though. I was so bad. Huh?
Do you have to use a board with no fins? Because how does that work?
So it's like you have a skim board basically.
Yeah, and the water is getting pushed at you. Yeah. You're like on a decline. But it's so different.
Okay.
When I did it, I didn't stay up for very long because it's completely your weight is different. Like when you're surfing, I don't know. When you're on this thing, you have to put your weight in a completely different spot, and it's a complete like you're getting pushed by the wave when you're actually surfing. But on this, it's getting put the water's pushed at you. So yeah, it's crazy. It's so hard. I have a video of me just completely falling.
When you like. Do you have to like stand on it right away, or do you have to like pop up like you do in surfing? How does that work? Like,
I mean, like go on your knees first, right?
Yeah, you can. Some people go right away standing. Like, there's people who they push you out into the middle, and you could stand right away. There's also you could do with a boogie board and stuff. But yeah, I tried standing. I was probably up for about 3 seconds and just completely ate it and fell on my butt. So
there's always like a big crowd around those things. Yeah. Right? Everybody sees you wipe out. It's like.
It sounds like a success in my books. 3 seconds on a wave is pretty good, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Have you seen those like wave like pool like those machines that like make?
Oh
waves,
yeah, those are so sick.
Like, oh yeah, those down. Look cool.
Like those are dope.
Those and, like, I think are expensive to go on too.
Yeah, but
I would love to do something like that, but like I don't think I'm good enough to where I'd be able to like catch the perfect wave, which is really sad. And so if I were to go out, I would just miss everything, and everyone would be very disappointed in me.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason I would. Like I want to do that stuff, but I would want to make sure no one's watching. Because I don't think I'm there yet. I have to maybe surf for another year or two before I can think about being a success in that.
One of my friends had that extra board laying around. It's like a 6 foot like board. And I'm nowhere near good enough for a 6 foot board, but I have it. I want to try it, but like I'm not gonna be able to do it. But like because I've been doing like foam boards, like I just borrow his like 8 foot, right?
Yeah, I have an 8 foot. My board's like whatever, it's like hard plastic, and then we have two just foam boards, and so whenever they come up to Rhode Island they use those. And yeah,
I just don't want to try mine because I feel like I'm just like not like everybody's watching me like struggle with this, like this little kid just struggling with this damn board, like
one of the first times I went to Encinitas with Aaron. He wanted to buy a new board, and because he wanted to buy a new board, I wanted to buy a new board, but I had only been surfing for like a couple of months at this point. And I, in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm so good at this point. Like I've been riding this, like I rode the wave storm for like a month or two, absolutely crushed it. I was on the 7'6" orange board, absolutely crushing it now. I could totally get like a 6-foot board. So I found like a, it's a, what do you call it? It's like a 6-foot carbon fiber board that's all black that I'm like, oh, I'm going to crush this thing. And then as soon as I brought it onto the water, I realized it's not as buoyant. It's definitely way harder to stand on because it's about almost 2 feet shorter. And I honestly tried to ride that board for like 2 months and was just so discouraged from surfing. Like, I can't stand anymore. I thought like it was something that I did wrong. But Aaron's like, dude, every time we went out, he's like, dude, it's the board. You're using the wrong board. And he'd always bring the extra board for me. Like, hey, you can use this orange one. You can use the Wavestorm if you want. I'm like, no, I'm going to use this black one. And every time I would never catch a single thing. And then eventually I bought the, it's like a 6'6" board. The wooden white and black one that I had that like a lot of people saw when I first some traction on TikTok for surfing. I bought that board and it things like a tank and it's super thick. So that's how I was like, even though it's a short board, it's super thick. And that's how I was able to like stand on it. And that was, I enjoyed that board a lot, but since it's got cracks since then. So it's kind of a tough subject to talk about.
It gets emotional. Damn. And your wetsuit.
I feel you on
your white wetsuit. Didn't it get ripped?
Oh yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's another tough subject. I bought the stuff to try to fix it because I don't want to get rid of it yet. And buying a new one is about the same price as buying a board, so I don't feel like doing that.
Yeah.
Like I had a, what do you call it? I worked at a media production company as like a director and editor, and I was making good money at the time. This was before doing TikTok stuff. And so that's how I was able to like afford like that wetsuit and that board and all that other stuff. But since like quitting that, because they told me, hey, you either have to like, you can either make videos on TikTok or you can work here. Like choose whatever you want.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's tough.
And so I was like, I'll go TikTok. Cause like, it was kind of doing well. I got to, like, 50,000 followers on there and I was like, oh, this could be something. Obviously I haven't made as much money as I was making then. That's why it's like, oh, I don't know if I really want to buy another wetsuit that costs that much. And it's so sad to see it like get ripped and stuff. Cause I'm like, oh no, it's like a legacy at this point for my account. And if I'm wearing, I can't be caught wearing a black wetsuit like that.
that'd be ridiculous.
I can't do that.
Yeah, so you are the white wetsuit guy. Because I remember like a year ago, I saw like one of your videos and he's like, and like, I think you just got it or something like that. And like that's what I remember you guys. And then like I didn't see him on your videos for a while. And then like Greg brings you up, and I was like, oh wait, this is the guy I saw like a year ago with the white wetsuit. Like and it's like you like that's like literally your thing.
Yeah, that's the thing that I'm known for, which is like a crazy thing to think about. Cause like I'll go out surfing with Aaron and we'll just like get bombarded by people. I shouldn't say bombarded. The only time we've gotten bombarded is at T Street where a bunch of like 12-year-old kids like surrounded us in the water. But like most of the times that we go out, someone will say, hey, are like, do you have TikTok? I'm like, yeah. They're like, you're the white wetsuit guy, aren't you? I'm like, yeah, that's me. And it's like kind of like a sad little like that's what I don't know. Like I have a name, it's CJ. It's not just my wetsuit guy. But it's weird. It's a weird feeling to like have that be like the key thing. Cause like it wasn't even like my intentions for it. Like I bought the wetsuit way before like having like a TikTok thing. And it was just because like Aaron and I saw that there's a white wetsuit and we're like, dude, we could look like stormtroopers if we like both got one of these. And he didn't feel like paying for it, so I got it. And now it just went from there. And like I didn't realize like the surfing etiquette of like only good people can have like colored wetsuits or like unique designs on them. And so I was just breaking all the rules and it didn't
that's a thing.
Yeah, I didn't even know that, to be honest.
It's so weird. So the only people who can have like colored wetsuits are like girls, because you'll notice they have like the floral patterns and all that kind of stuff. And then like young kids, like the Groms, they can have colored wetsuits. If you get older, you're stuck with like a black one, unless you're like super good, like Jamie O'Brien, how he'll have like his camo one or like red, whatever colors. But the colored ones are strictly for like good people. And so to see me like barely being able to like get up on a 3 to 4 foot wave at the time, struggling and just like in a white wetsuit, it was awful. Like I have one video where I was so proud of it. Like I did this whole little edit to like, oh, it's time to go surfing early in the morning. And like we recorded with like a GoPro, like me standing on the board, and I totally had like a horrible stance. Like it looked like I was pooping on the board, like weird angles, and everyone just like made fun of me. And that was like the first time I got like the whole, what he calls it, concept of like, oh, the surfing community can be really rude to you, right? If you're like, like something a little bit different than they're used to. I was like, ah, dang. And so I kind of just like fed into that, because like everyone would call me a kook. I'm like, you know what, I'm the king of the kooks. And so then I made a video about with the crown and the cape. And
yeah, I remember that. I remember that one.
Just trying to like ride, like not to like have a pun, but like ride the wave of all those like hates and the hate and stuff, just move on and see what I can do. It's just crazy how like everything is, I know I'm talking a lot, so I'm really sorry. Everything's like accidental. Like I don't mean to like have like do certain things. Like I didn't mean to get the white wetsuit to do it for video. Like everything just like kind of happens, and it's crazy to see that just like kind of all fall into place. And
you didn't mean for your car to get hurt. Like,
yeah, I didn't mean for that to happen. Yeah. Obviously, like that would not be ideal. But it's just, I see if something happens, I'll just continue to go with it, because like I love making videos, and so regardless of what's happening, like with the car, with the wetsuit, with anything, I'm just gonna keep making videos about it because that's what I like to do. Mm-hmm. And apparently, it's kind of working, so I'm just kind of going with the flow for now.
Yeah.
Have you thought about like doing vlogs or anything, like another channel or?
Kind of. A lot of people, like, what he calls it, I've wanted to do more personality driven stuff recently, because I was doing a lot of edits and I did enjoy that, but I felt like something was kind of missing, and like I wanted to change things up a teeny bit. And so I do kind of want to do that. I wasn't sure if like that would be what I start doing more on YouTube, because I did a few like vlogs on YouTube and I liked them, and then I did some other videos that weren't as good. And so like it's hard to like gauge like what exactly I want. Like I need to be able to tell myself like an exact plan, or like nothing's gonna go the way it should. Like I do want to do the vlogging stuff. I just haven't figured out if it's a YouTube thing, if it's a separate TikTok thing. Like I haven't figured that out yet. Yeah. I know I want to, I just don't know the exact way to do it, if that makes any sense.
No,
I got you. Yeah.
Also, like I feel like it's like also like kind of like, at least like I feel like it's kind of like a little bit of pressure, because like you kind of have to like figure out like what are you gonna do today, like how are you gonna make this interesting, right? Like I feel like it's like David Dobrik struggles with, like like every vlog has to meet like a certain quota, especially him, like something has to be like amazing, right? So it is definitely a little bit pressure.
It's I feel like that's like the pressure of it, but like also the fun of like trying to make your day at least somewhat exciting to be able to capture it, and or just doing something ordinary and doing it in a way that makes it entertaining to watch and stuff. So, like that's what intrigues me about vlogs, is just like that whole idea of, like maybe not being the most doing the most exciting thing, but making it super exciting to watch. Like, I think that's kind of what I enjoy about it. But it's just tough to like, it's tough to like when people are in your circle aren't necessarily also big video people, they're just like kind of there to hang out, and you're like, hey guys, can I put a camera in your face? Yeah. Like,
that's literally Greg.
We went camping. I haven't done many vlogs, but every once in a while I'll do one just for fun, like to look back at it. And so we went camping, and I would have the camera out and I would put it in Kuja's face, and he would be like so awkward, and it was like, so funny. Like,
some of the weirdest clips come out of that shit.
Yeah,
but
but it captures the good moments, so that's it's right. worth it.
Oh, there's a plane overhead. I'm not sure if you can hear that, but I'm sorry. I totally get what you're saying. It's just like, I've had friends, like in high school, I tried to do vlogs all the time, and some friends were really into it because they're like the theater kids who like love the attention being on them. And other ones are like the quiet introverted kid that's part of the group that just like is like, dude, why are you bringing more attention to us? And like, why are you trying to like make, why are you trying to do something? It's like, it's lunch. Like, let us just focus on what we do. But I have like a whole camera in their face, like, hey, make a joke or something.
What are you
like,
eating? How are your chicken tenders?
Exactly. Like, give me this, like, rate your food. How is it? 1 to 10. Give me the number. Like, go away. That's your number.
I think that's definitely a step, though. We talked about this in the other podcast that we did, that it's a step that I want to take, and like eventually, I mean, not yet. We're not anywhere near, like, cause I want to grow a platform more first, then get people to like me and know me, and then move to vlogging and get the channel bigger too on YouTube. But,
is there anybody you want to like collab with? Like, you know, like anybody you like have in mind?
I would like, obviously it would be like such a stretch, but I think it'd be so cool to go surfing with Cody Ko. I don't know, because like he, like, that's not like his like forte, but I know that he surfs.
Yeah.
And I know that he's a funny guy. I think that would be just like an amazing thing to do. Just because I don't know. Something about it feels like it could be really funny. And just, I don't know. Like him and Noel, like I love their videos and like those guys are hilarious. But he would be like one that he's not like a surfer guy, which would make it kind of entertaining. Cause like, I don't think anyone really knows how good he is at surfing. I don't know if he's good, if he's bad. I just know that he surfs a lot.
Yeah.
So it'd be cool to like see that side of him out in the water. And that's kind of like, that's like a dream collab, I should say.
Yeah.
That one's kind of putting it out there, but I don't know. Like, I just really enjoy just making videos with other people. And so, like, if people want to join me, like, when I'm surfing, like, I don't mind. I try not to, like, tell my location to a big group of people when I'm going surfing because that could be dangerous, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
Some people don't necessarily like me, and so I don't really want to invite the negative people to, like, come kill me.
Yeah.
But other creators, like, if they're in, like, the SoCal area, like, I'll try to, like, connect with them and go surfing with them. And if they want to make videos, great. If they just want to surf and hang out, also great. Cause I just kind of want to build those relationships and connections. Cause like, you never know, like what he calls it. You'll never know if their account will blow up. You never know like what connection they'll make. And then because you have them, like, not to like make it sound like a game of chess or anything, but it's just, you have to try to keep that stuff in mind. And also it's always just fun and interesting to meet new people and to like see their side of things and try to understand like who they are, even if they have like completely different views from you. It's like, at the end of the day, you're going to find some similarities between you.
Of course,
always fun to like go do that and figure out who someone is over like an hour or two of surfing. I think that's a perfect way to figure out who someone is, because you can see the highs and lows of it, of like not catching something and see like how they react to that, or when they're catching waves and doing good, you can see how they act with that. And I don't know. It's a lot of fun to like be able to read people in that way.
Yeah. That's kind of like meeting the new people. Like you said, that's kind of why we started this, because we were able to connect with people who, like, you're on the opposite side of the country than we are, you know, and it's just, it's like a fun thing to do. Like, cause you know, you're a surfer, we like surfing, and there's some similarities there. And that's why this whole thing was, you know, we're able to branch out and connect with new people. And I don't know, I thought that was a good idea and would be a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, that's why, like, as soon as you like asked if you were down for that, I was like, of course, like, why not? Like, just it's not that I just like don't have anything going on. It's just like, it sounds like it would be like fun, because like we talked like over text and stuff, and I've seen your videos.
Yeah,
and that was kind of like, that's kind of it. But it's more fun when you can actually like, I don't know, talk to someone. Like if more people asked, I'd probably be more willing to do stuff like this. I think a lot of people are afraid to ask to do stuff like this.
Mm-hmm. They're really like, what if I say no? What if somebody says no? Or like, what if like,
yeah.
Or like, are they like quit while they're ahead? Like, they're like, oh, I'm going to get no no matter what. So like, why even ask? Right. So,
That's what's so weird about it. It's like, I think like, I applaud your guys' like initiative. Like, not that I'm like trying to like make myself feel better, but like applaud your initiative to like, just like go out and like talk to people like that. Cause honestly, it's like, that's a great way to like, to build your audience and to have other people find you. And like, I don't know. I think it's cool what you're doing. It's cool because you put me on here, but it's cool this regardless of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh.
What the heck? Oh, shoot. We got text.
Do you remember, that's one other thing I want to say. Do you remember that video I posted when I had my leash on the wrong foot and you commented, you're like one of the people who stuck up for me, and that's when I followed you? And I was like, oh, dude, because that's what you said, the surfing community is toxic. They were going at me. It was like, listen, I got up on this wave. I wasn't paying, you know, it was on the other foot. They went at me. And I was like, I didn't expect that video to go anywhere. And at that point, I was not averaging a lot of views. And it got like a good amount of views. And I was like, oh, of course, that's the video that goes viral.
Yeah, that's always the worst. Like, whenever like your video, anyone else's video that I see, like, what do you call it? I'll say my sentence first and then I'll give the example. Whenever I see someone like doing like what they like whether it's surfing or anything, and then I look at the comments and everyone's just being so brutal, I'm like, I gotta be the one to like just be like, hey, no, you're doing cool, you're doing good, this is awesome, keep it up, like don't let these people like get in the way. Like, I always try to like make sure that if they're reading like 10 negative comments, they'll at least find one good comment. And this morning there was like what do you call it? The surfers who use like the paddle thing. Like, I don't know what they're called. Surfers.
Paddleboard.
They're not paddleboards. So like they go like they surf the waves, but they have like a paddle with
them.
Oh
yeah, yeah.
I don't know exactly what they're called, but it popped up on my For You page and I was like, uh-oh. Because if it's on my For You page and a lot of my For You stuff is like surfing, mm-hmm. like I can only imagine what the comments look like. And the video was the that like paddleboard surfer dude saying like things that he doesn't like in the water or stuff like that. And it's like small waves or rude surfers or what he calls it. Just like stuff like that. And it was like an innocent video. And like, obviously he was kind of poking at surfers a little bit, but I didn't think anything too much.
Yeah.
And I went to the comments and everyone's like, things I hate you. And like, I was like, oh my God. like the whole surfing community had like found this video and we're just like hating on this guy. So I was like, I commented something along the lines of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe like the surfing community found this video. Like, I hope you're doing okay. You're doing great. Keep it up.
Yeah.
Cause it's just, Like I said, every time I see someone just trying to have fun with something like that, and then everyone's just like, oh, you should just stop. Well, like, you just quit surfing or quit what you're doing. I'm like, that's not the mentality you need to have. Like, exactly. I don't understand why people are so, like, I guess, like, they, like, gatekeep every, like, everything they, like, is, like, close to them. They try to gatekeep it from other people joining it. But if you don't let other people join it and try it, then, like, that community is just going to like get smaller and smaller.
Exactly.
Maybe that's what they want, but I think you'd want your community to grow. Like that, at least that's my mindset.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I mean, there are a lot of gatekeepers, I would say, like within anything really. Like,
yeah.
Just especially on TikTok. I feel like the comment section is just like the TikTok. It's like, you get such like so much flow of like followers and it's like such like so many different people that like, that like you're gonna get like a good portion of those people that are willing to go to that comment section and just put that down, right? But there's also like a lot of like good people,
yeah,
right? But they just don't go to the comment section because they're good people and they're not gonna like, you know, right? So
exactly, I get that. That's another thing I think about. Like, yeah, there's, say your video gets 1,000 views and like 50 people comment and like 45 of those comments are negative, 5 of them are positive. You still might have gotten a bunch of likes on that video, and that just means that there's people who are supporting you. They're just like your silent supporters, and they're just not saying anything about it, which is like tough because like you would almost want them to like at least stand up for you a little bit.
Exactly.
But at the same time, like, you got to know, like, all right, if they're liking it, that's fine. Like, that means they're at least somewhat paying attention. They're at least somewhat supporting. But yeah, it's a tough mind game. Like, you don't realize it for like when you are getting into like making videos and understanding like if you're going to get people like hating on you or whatnot, it's like you got to be able to like realize that it's just enough, like the person probably doesn't mean what they're saying, or if they do, like they're going through something that you have no idea what they're going through. Because I, like, my first time ever getting like hate comments was, I think it was in 2008, and I made like a Lego stop motion thing where it was like Lego Halo versus Lego Star Wars, and people were like ridiculing like the way that I sounded as like an 8-year-old kid. And there was one, it was the weirdest like insult ever. He was saying like, you can bleep me out with the word that I say you don't like, but he was saying that I sounded like I ate retarded kids with wheelchairs. Like, that's what he said.
Oh my God.
Like, I was, and I was reading that and I'm like,
okay. I didn't know. Like,
well, I didn't know that I did that. Like, I was self-conscious about my voice, and like there's all these other comments like telling me that like I sound weird, or telling me that like I'm just like an idiot kid playing with his Legos and stuff. And I was like, as an 8-year-old, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is really overwhelming. And my parents say, hey, let's just take a step away from like YouTube and don't read that, because like it was a video that, like, for you and your video, like, I didn't mean for it to do well. I was just making videos as a little kid, and like it got over 100,000 views, and it's just a bunch of people like hating on me. So I'm like, I got a taste of that very young, and I feel like even though it was kind of like scarring in that moment, it kind of mentally prepared me to know that, hey, this isn't gonna be like, people are gonna say things and it doesn't matter, like, just move on and try to not think about, like, I don't know, there's a lot of other people, like you said, the silent majority of just like who are supporting you, and you just got to kind of go with that and know that, like, there's people who do support you, like, regardless. And so just kind of stick with that and don't let like the people who are trying to put you down get in the way. It's like, That's never a fun thing to do. Cause like, if you let them do that, and I've fallen into that a few times, you start like doubting everything that you're doing. And like, if your content's even good or if it's even worth posting anything.
Yeah.
And you don't want that, because like, if people are trying to like shut down your creativity process, that's like the worst thing that they can do.
Like, that's what drives you. Like, that's what you have. Like, as a content creator, that's what you have, your creativity. Right. And if they're getting rid of that, like, they're just directly impacting like your ability to do what you do well.
I hate when the create, like, cause as a creative person, like, I love being able to like mess with things or do things, try things. And if someone's trying to shut that down, it's like, God, like, don't do that. Like, that's like the one thing. Like, stop trying to take the one thing that I know I have away from me. Like, don't do that. That's like a fun thing to have happen.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the hard part about social media. There's always going to be those people, but that's the hardest lesson that I've learned, is you got to just ignore them, or, you know, learn to just be like, whatever. They don't, you know, they're still, at the end of the day, they're still giving you the views and you're still getting stuff from it. So they're just out there hating for no reason. Yeah. So it's all right. But
it's a rough little thing. I will say, I would like your guys' set behind you. Did you like personalize that for this, or is that like,
well, okay. So this whole thing is supposed to be, we have a shed in the back and it's called Shed Talks, right? We're supposed to be in the shed, but the Wi-Fi, I couldn't get out there at this point. There, yeah. In this little section, my mom actually does like cooking classes. And so this is her setup, but so we're just using it right now, but yeah.
It's amazing. It's a fun little, it's entertaining to look at. Welcome to our farm. It's very nice. Welcome to our
farm. Now the shed we have, it's actually, he built a pretty nice shed. It's like pretty dope. Just like, just sucks how we can't get the Wi-Fi out there.
Yeah.
And now like, it's fine and everything. But,
we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I'll get it out there eventually. Yeah. I'll make some more content in there.
Once we put Wi-Fi out there, we'll do another one of these.
Why not? Yeah. Maybe we can get your friend on here too. The friend.
Yeah, we got to get Aaron. That would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right, add that. I think that's a good place to end it. Do you want to shout out your social media before we finish it off here?
Yeah, if you want to find me anywhere, it's at CJ Kerwin on all platforms. So that's kind of what it is. Secret, I'm going to be trying to launch my merch kind of soon, so whenever this goes up, it might already be out, and if you're interested in that, go check it out. But yeah, that's all I got. There's much to talk about.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming on. It was a lot of fun, a lot of good stories we learned, and good experience.
I'm sorry for talking your ears off.
That was great. That's what we wanted. Yeah.
My bad. All right, well, if you guys are good, I'm good. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, that was great. All right.